In this particular podcast, we are going to look at the poem called Street, which was written by Eirene Quiron. Before completing your revision worksheet, have another close read through the poem Street in your Poetry Speaks textbook. If you are completing this activity with other students in the class, you could briefly talk about the poem and share ideas and questions about it before you listen to the podcast. The first heading is subject matter. This poem tells the story of a man who fell in love with the butcher's daughter. She works in the butcher's shop and, after work, she walks home, a blooded knife dangling from her belt. The man appears to be intrigued by her, staring at her, mesmerised by this girl who seems to enchant him. The man, we are told, falls in love with her. The speaker then tells us, on one particular day, perhaps days or even months later, the man followed her down a slanting lane towards her home. The door to her house was open, and the man could see that her shoes were neatly paired at the bottom of the stairs, while the print of her heels was evident in bloodstains on each step of the stairs. The second heading is theme. The poem suggests the power and the danger of infatuation. The man, whom it seems does not speak with the girl, observes her movements closely and believes he has fallen in love with her. There is no suggestion in the poem that they developed a relationship. Nonetheless, he follows her home one day and peers through the open front door of her home. And at the end, we are left wondering, is the blood on the stairs the girl's blood? The blood from the butcher's shop? Or perhaps is it the blood of the infatuated man? Quote 3. This is quite a mysterious poem with some very striking descriptions. Choose any three that you found appealing or chilling or mysterious and write them into your revision worksheet. Then, briefly say why you have chosen each of the quotations from the poem. The next heading is imagery. The picture of the butcher's daughter is an intriguing one. She walks home after work, dressed in her work gear, wearing white trousers. However, we probably weren't expecting to read that she still has a butcher's knife clipped to her belt. You would wonder why she didn't leave the knife in the shop. Nonetheless, she seems comfortable and at ease as she walks with the dangling knife. The knife may symbolise violence, power, or death in the poem. Drops of blood drip from the knife onto the paving stones of the lane. We have to speculate. Is this the blood of an animal? The image of the stairs that are brushed and clean does not prepare us for the shock of the image of bloodied footprints that lead up the stairs. Ní Quiron once again includes an interesting combination of pictures that initially appear to be quite safe and orderly, but then become very sinister and unsettling. Colour is also an important feature of the poem. The white image of the girl's trousers may symbolise her youth and innocence. The red of the blood stains, by contrast, symbolises danger and threat. These two colours create the tension between innocence and experience in the poem. But being such a mysterious story, we are unsure exactly who is the innocent person in the poem. Is it the girl or the man who falls in love with her? The next heading is language. The language is very plain in the opening stanza. For example, he saw her passing by in her white trousers. Other lines are very suggestive. For example, he stared at the dark shining drops on the paving stone. Note that the poet does not use the word blood at all in the poem. Nonetheless, the poem is saturated by suggestions of and references to blood in phrases such as dark shining drops and the stair treads marked with the red crescent. The next heading is form. The poem is quite short at only 11 lines. The poem is as interesting for what it doesn't say, and the short form seems to suit this approach. Stanza 1 has 4 lines and stanza 2 has 7 lines. The first stanza establishes some context for what happens in stanza 2. A man has observed a girl as she walks home after work, and he feels he has fallen in love with her. In stanza 2, something dramatic happens. The man follows her home and, it seems, enters her house through a half-open door. There are blood stains on each step of the stairs. We are skillfully drawn into the story as an observer, intrigued by these two characters. The next heading is sound. The sound that probably stands out most in stanza 1 is that sharp sounding F sound in the word knife in line 3. The sound contrasts with the softer T sounds in white trousers. There is a brilliant use of consonants in line 4. He stared at the dark and shining drops on the paving stones. Note how those repeated D sounds are at regular intervals, almost like the drops of blood that slowly drip from the girl's knife. The assonance in line 6, down the slanting lane at the back of the shambles, gives the impression of the lane falling away from the butcher's shop. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone of the poem has a matter-of-fact air about it. The poet writes in a detached way. There is no apparent comment by the speaker on the events in the poem. No judgment of the girl or the man. No insight by the poet shared with the reader. In this way, the poet is drawing us into the poem. We have to assess the situation ourselves and draw our own conclusions. The imagery in the opening lines creates a pleasant mood. We are given what seems to be an almost romantic setting, telling us that some man has fallen in love with the butcher's daughter. But the poem takes an unexpected turn. The mood becomes increasingly sinister and menacing, especially when we read that the man followed her home one day after work. We do not know what his intentions are, hence the suspense. And when we read about the blood stains on the stairs, it adds a chilling atmosphere to the poem. For most readers, the mood of the poem is mysterious. There are so many questions that arise which remain unanswered. Some readers find the poem appealing because it is so mysterious. This, in a way, conveys the attraction of the girl to the man, who sees something mesmerising and mysterious about her. The final heading is personal response. How did you feel when you read this poem? What do you think happened? Is your interpretation similar to what other students in the class think? Do you think the poem could be made into a successful short film?